tie game in the 10th. The pitch is grounded toward the middle, and that might get the job done. Rosales will field and throw to first, too late, and the ball game is over. Denard Span is in to score. That's how the Giants win it, 5-4.
This is Jarrett Parker of the San Francisco Giants. Now back to the Giants postgame show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
All right, great to have you back with us tonight. I'm glad to be here. We're here at the AT&T Park. The Giants win 5-4 in 10 innings. Very exciting. Let's go to Kate in Terra Linda. Kate, 808-KNBR. Nice to have you on the show tonight. Go ahead, Kate.
Hi, Marty. Hi, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to have you with us tonight. How are you?
Fine. I'm just driving home from the game. I was there, and it was wonderful.
What did you think of Sandoval tonight?
Okay. I was sitting in the fourth row, a little past the dugout behind third base. He looked kind of fit.
Okay. All right.
And I'm hoping that he, kind of comes alive. I had heard about the contest to see how many hits he might have or runs at bats kind of thing.
Yeah, did you enter the contest today? That was our contest today. How many hits at bats, runs, RBIs, and how many pitches he would see. And I haven't looked at all the entries yet, but he was 1-for-3 with a run scored, and he saw 13 pitches, I think, on the night. I think that was it. So I got to go through all my entries and see who qualifies for our original Joe's Dinner Pool.
I probably didn't qualify because I took the high road and said he would have three hits.
All right. Well, maybe he'll get two more tomorrow. Of course, the lefty is pitching tomorrow. I don't know. We didn't ask Bruce if he's playing tomorrow, but we'll see. But I'm glad to have you on the show, Kate, as always. And Chris is here. And if you'd like to give him a message, he's here as well.
Okay. Well, I just want to say how much I enjoy you guys and the game. And one thing I really enjoyed is we got to see Matt Cain. He was standing out in front of, where they were pitching, and he gave everybody a wave, and it was everyone gave him a big cheer. It was great to see him out there.
All right. Hey, thanks, Kate. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Good night. All right. Chris has given me a message here earlier when he came in on Pablo's return, and this is from Chris Mavridis, who's here with us, and, of course, he's a great baseball fan and is part of our show tonight. On Pablo's return, this is from Chris, is what he says. While I understand why the Giants did this because of the cost being minimal and to spark fan interest in a lost season, I personally wouldn't have brought him back. What this team desperately needs is to get younger with more speed and more athletic. Having Pablo in the lineup, even if he produces, won't save this season and it will take playing time from the young players. He's in decent shape now, but what if he comes into spring training severely overweight as he's done before? It's nice that he's donating his Giants salary to charity, but I bet the Red Sox would like a rebate of his huge contract that he signed. Of course, Chris, always a good sense of humor. Nope, I wouldn't have done this. And that is from Chris. And as I say, Chris is good a fan as you can find. And FP, go ahead. And Chris is giving me another communication here. Please have Marty read my opening statement. I will do that after our next break, because Josh needs us to go quickly through this one because we went so long with Bruce Bochy, but I will. All right, let's go to Andrea quickly. Andrea in Berkeley, 808-KNBR. Go ahead, Andrea.
Hi, Marty. How are you?
Very good. Glad to be back.
Yes. Yeah. Nice hearing from you when you were in Cooperstown, though. Thanks for the updates.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, an emotional day, kind of still reeling from what happened to Belt. Pablo, he was saying, things happen for a reason, and, he got the rally started. He did bring energy. I remember I called in a few weeks ago saying, Giants don't have a whole lot to lose by bringing him up, and, he brought energy. He scored a run. He was kind of sweating through it in the dugout, but, I think that he brought good vibes and a good energy, and it was kind of a little more exciting, and Sorry to see Kontos go. I really am, Marty. He was a class act, and I think it was about a year ago I called in the show. He was guest hosting with you, and I did his chart. He was really open-minded. No, he was a really good guy. And I heard your interview with Bobby Evans, and I understand the waiver wire, but we practically gave Kontos away. So to open up like a roster spot for Crick, or what's your sense of this?
Well, I think more than likely he was not going to be paid $3 million next year as a right-handed reliever. So it gave the Giants a little bit of salary relief now, and it did open a spot for a young player to come in. And they're going to have to redo a lot of that right-handed side of the bullpen.
Right.
And George was a victim of it, as Bobby said. Even though he's had some nice years, this year was not one of his best years,
right,
especially
July.
So they were willing to make the move to open up the spot so Chris Stratton could get his four or five starts in. And on the other side, Matt Cain is not going to be released or DFA'd, but Kontos was more of a casualty of that. And we talked about Matt Cain today and whether he should have a day or not, whether the Giants should celebrate his career. And talked to a bunch of people connected with the Giants, and they're all for it, but they have to get the player behind it and see if Matt Cain wants to do it. And when you're still in the midst of playing and you don't know if you're going to play next year, there's options and all that, you don't necessarily want to have a big farewell. So maybe Alex Pavlovich and I were talking about this tonight. Maybe you set him up for one last start on Fan Appreciation Day. And you build up to it, and you do all the highlights, and you at least acknowledge him that way. I'm the old school. I would say before the game, it should be Matt Cain Day.
Mm-hmm.
You come in and acknowledge the perfect game and all the World Series and playoff moments and the great moments he's had over the 2,000 innings he's pitched here since he's 20 years old. So we'll see, but I want to make that clear. It's up to the player as well.
Thank
they
you.
Have to cooperate. Hey, Andrea, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Marty.
Anytime. Thank you. All right, more coming up. 808 KMBR will come back. Chris is here. I'll read his opening statement. I feel like I'm in Congress here. I'm going to read the opening statement from Chris Mavroidis, who we're thrilled to have here making radio history with ALS, but a great baseball fan, and Bob Sokoloff, of course, one of the investors, and we call them partners, owners of the Giants, many, many years, and Liz and FP Jr., Joyce, and me. So we got more coming up. The Giants win 5-4 in 10 innings. Stay with us, 808 KMBR. We have a golf guide giveaway tonight, too. All right, more coming up in the Sports Leader.